Unit 7. Complaints. Page 48. 2. While you listen. You're going to hear someone telling a friend about a weekend away at a hotel.
So, how was York then?
Oh, it was good. We had a great weekend. It's a brilliant place to spend a few days. It's a shame about the hotel, though.
Why? I thought you said you were going to be staying in the best place in town.
Well, that's what the brochure said, yeah. And when we first got there, everything was great. The staff at check-in were lovely, really efficient. And our rooms were amazing, absolutely spotless.
So what was wrong with the place then?
Well, before we went out for dinner on the Friday night, I wanted to have a shower. The trouble was, I hadn't bought any soap or shampoo or anything like that. And there were no free toiletries at all. Can you believe it? I thought that was standard in every hotel now. Anyway, I rang reception and they said that the maid would bring me some up. Well, I waited for 45 minutes and nothing arrived. And then, when I rang to ask what had happened to her, they told me she'd gone home. I couldn't believe it. In the end, I just decided to do without the shower and went out smelling a bit sweaty. Which wasn't exactly romantic.
That all seems a bit odd. So, did you manage to get some toiletries the next day, then?
Yeah, but I had to go and buy them myself in town. And then, the next morning, after the breakfast in bed, which was nice, when I'd finally had my shower, I noticed there was something funny about the towels.
Don't tell me they were dirty.
Exactly. They hadn't been changed since the person before.
But that's disgusting. So did you complain about it?
Oh, yes. And I must say, they were very apologetic. I actually ended up feeling sorry for the boy on the desk. I got pretty angry with him.
So, apart from a couple of hiccups then, was everything else all right?
Well, yes and no. We couldn't believe how cheap the bar was. Almost half the price things are down in this part of the world. And the barman was fantastic. A really, really nice guy.
So what are you complaining about?
Well, we decided to eat in on the Saturday. They had this special Saturday dinner menu, and it looked very reasonable. There wasn't a huge choice or anything, but it looked quite interesting. Anyway, I had the salmon, and Veronica had the steak. Well, you should have seen it when it came. She asked for it well done. But when it arrived, it was absolutely swimming in blood. She couldn't touch it. I thought she was going to be sick. So I called the waiter over and he took it away.
And brought it back well done?
Well, you could say that. It wasn't exactly well done. It was more well burnt. It was totally inedible. It was shocking, actually. I've never seen anything like it.
So did Veronica complain?
Well, that's the trouble. She did. And you know what happened? The chef himself came out of the kitchen and told her she was ignorant. and said he was wasting his time cooking for someone who didn't appreciate good food. Well, by this time, poor Veronica was in tears. All her makeup was running down her face and everything. It was awful. We just had to get out of there and escape.
So I take it you won't be going back again, then?
Too right. It's sad, really, though, because it was a lovely place. But there's no way it was worth £80 a night, what with all that hassle.
Unit 7, page 52. 1. While you read. Shoutatus.com, the website that helps you get things off your chest. From Donna.
I can't understand people who invite you round to their house but don't mean it. They say, oh, you must come round and have dinner sometime. When you ask them when, they say, oh, I'm very busy at the moment. When someone says to you, we must have lunch sometime, or we must get together or go swimming, forget it. They never mean it.
From Marie, ex-waitress.
I can't stand people who complain about the service in restaurants. I mean, don't they understand that waiters and waitresses get tired, worry about their credit card bills, and have children who are causing them trouble? They are real people with emotions. They're not machines.
From Mark Forbes.
I don't understand people who like country music. A typical song goes like this. I've lost my job. My girlfriend has left me. I'm an alcoholic and now my dog has died. I like music which makes me feel happy. Country music lovers are weird.
From Ron.
I hate the way society treats old people. We lock them away in old people's homes and forget about them. We feel guilty and visit them for an hour on a Sunday once a month. It's sick.
From Shane. Older drivers drive me mad. They drive around town doing 10 miles an hour in huge old cars they can't park. Why don't we just take away their driving licenses when they turn 70?
From Butch. I'm a vegetarian. When I tell people, they say, so, you don't eat any meat? I am patient with them and say, no, no meat. They then drive me mad by asking, not even chicken? Don't they realise that birds aren't vegetables? They got flesh and blood, just like you and me.
From Jim G.
I can't stand people with body odour. Nowadays, shops are full of deodorants. There's no excuse for B.O.
From Sue.
I was in my local supermarket recently and saw a child taking a bite out of an apple. He then put the apple back so that his bite could not be seen. I told his mother. She told me to mind my own business. I then told one of the staff, who said there was nothing they could do about it. She said it happens all the time. Why do parents allow their children to do that kind of thing?
If you want to get something off your chest, just shout at us.com.
Unit 7, page 53. 3. Problems. Listen to these conversations and complete the gaps. 1.
Is everything all right, sir?
I'm afraid there's a fly in my soup.
Oh, you're right. Is it dead?
I don't care if it's dead or alive. Just take it away, please. And bring me some more, but without a fly.
I'm very sorry, sir.
2.
Thank you. 1p change.
I'm sorry, but I think I gave you a £20 note.
No, I think it was a £10 note.
I'm sorry, but I think if you check, you'll see it was a 20.
You're absolutely right. Sorry about that. There you are.
That's quite all right. Thank you.
3.
That's £49.99, sir.
Wait a minute. Did you say £49? The label says £29.99.
Let me see. You're absolutely right, but my screen says it's £49.99. There must be a mistake. Just a moment. I'll check. Oh, yes, you're right. I'm very sorry.
End of side 1.